Colossians 1:12 says, "Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light." Giving thanks unto the Father. That's a mouthful of thanks, but it's only a small portion of a single sentence found in Colossians 1, covering verses 9 through 17. You see, Paul dictated nearly all of his letters. In this case, he was sitting in a Roman prison, and a couple of brothers named Tychicus and Onesimus were taking down his words and putting them on page. Sadly, a lot of Bible printers leave out the closing credits found at the end of Paul's letters. But after Colossians 4:18, which is the final verse of this epistle, you should see this note, quote, "written from Rome to the Colossians by Tychicus and Onesimus," end quote. Written meaning literally writing the words down. The words are Paul's, and Paul's words are given by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So we can picture Paul sitting in prison and dictating this letter, and right at the beginning he produced what our English grammar teacher would call a run-on sentence. It takes up 9 verses and 195 words. And it's a beautiful statement that every saved member of the body of Christ ought to enjoy reading and hearing read as on this day of Thanksgiving. I'm no Alexander Scorby, but please listen closely and let these words produce gratitude and appreciation in your heart for our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as I read Paul's 195-word run-on sentence in Colossians 1, 9 through 17. "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist." It would take all day to describe all that's in that sentence when it comes to what the saved, born-again believer in Jesus Christ ought to be thankful for. The first 3 verses, 9 through 11, tell us what Paul's hope and prayer for believers is. Then verse 12 lays out the reason why we should be so thankful. And it's all about Jesus Christ. If it weren't for Jesus, none of us would ever be fit for heaven. Because of Jesus, we have the inheritance of the saints in light. We are delivered from the power of darkness, and our eternal citizenship has been transferred to the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And that's transferred from hell to the kingdom of Christ. We are redeemed and forgiven by the blood of Jesus Christ. The Creator of all, who is before all things and is the image of the invisible God and the King of the universe, came to this earth and died to save us, shedding his blood on the cross. And when he rose from the dead, he conquered sin and death. The family of God, made up of all the saved in heaven and on earth, have so much to be thankful for. Our thanks should be focused on Jesus Christ, to the glory of God the Father and by his Spirit. We have so much more than salvation. Our homes, our families, the blessings that God gives us every single day. And we should show our thanks, as it says in Colossians 3:17. "And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." Happy Thanksgiving.